Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a region so cold and dry that it's classified as a cold desert, yet it's facing a severe water crisis due to climate change. That's the story of Ladakh, where a new initiative called Project Himsarovar is trying to address this issue through snow harvesting and water security measures. Ladakh, geographically, is a cold desert, receiving less than 100 millimeters of annual precipitation, with most of its water originating from glacial and snow melt. The Union Territory's water budget has historically depended on three sources: glacial melt from the Karakoram, Ladakh, and Zanskar ranges, snowmelt from seasonal runoff from winter snowfall, and limited rainfall, primarily during the brief summer monsoon influence. However, climate change has disrupted all three of these sources, accelerated glacial retreat, with Himalayan glaciers retreating 10 to 60 meters per year on average, erratic snowfall patterns, with winter snowfall reducing in some sectors and intensifying in others, and earlier melt seasons, with meltwater arriving before agricultural and pastoral demand peaks. What makes this situation even more challenging is the demand-side pressure, a tourism boom, with Ladakh tourist arrivals crossing 5 lakh annually, straining urban water supplies in Leh, a significant presence of armed forces, with a substantial water demand from military and paramilitary cantonments, and population growth, with urbanization in Leh town and Kargil. But why does this matter? It matters because the water crisis in Ladakh has severe implications for the region's ecosystem, economy, and human settlements. Now, let us turn to Project Himsarovar, which combines engineered water bodies with community livelihood components in an integrated rural development model. The project involves creating 50 dedicated water bodies, each measuring 40 meters by 30 meters by 2 meters deep, in the first phase, across Leh and Kargil districts. The design principle is to capture snowmelt and glacial melt that historically ran off unused and store it for off-season use. The locations of these water bodies include Nimu, Nubra Valley, Deeskit in Leh district, and Suru Valley, Padum in Kargil district. The technology mix used in Project Himsarovar is also noteworthy. It includes gravity-fed systems in higher elevation sites where natural slope allows, solar lift mechanisms in lower sites, using high-altitude solar irradiation to pump water without diesel infrastructure, and percolation tanks to recharge groundwater and shallow aquifers. Building on this, the project also includes livelihood components, such as high-altitude crops like apricot, sea buckthorn, and apples, which command premium prices in Indian and international markets, plantation drives to stabilize soil and reduce dust storms, and winter sports infrastructure, where frozen water bodies can serve as training surfaces for ice hockey and ice skating, supporting Ladakh's emerging winter tourism economy. It is worth pausing here to note that Project Himsarovar is not just a water project, but it bundles in agricultural and economic uses, making it a holistic initiative. The implementation partners include the Indian Army and ITBP, providing logistics and labor in remote locations, the Border Roads Organization, providing road access to project sites, and local panchayats and hill councils, ensuring community consultation and ownership. Now, let us look at why this approach is innovative. Traditional Indian water security policy has focused on dams, canals, and pumped irrigation, frameworks designed for plain riverine geographies. Project Himsarovar, on the other hand, represents a decentralized, ecosystem-appropriate alternative, with no major dam infrastructure, capturing otherwise wasted water, and working with natural snow and glacial cycles rather than against them. This approach is climate-adaptive. As glacial retreat accelerates, distributed storage becomes more critical than centralized systems. Moving on to what this means for the broader context, Project Himsarovar complements several existing programs. The 2019 IPCC Special Report on Oceans and Cryosphere flagged that Hindu Kush Himalayan glaciers are losing mass at unprecedented rates. The 2023 ICEMOD assessment projected that even under a 1.5 degree Celsius warming scenario, one-third of the region's glaciers will disappear by 2100, and under higher warming pathways, the loss exceeds two-thirds. For Ladakh specifically, the Drang Drung Glacier in Zanskar has retreated visibly over the last two decades, and the Pensalumpa Glacier Monitoring Station data shows accelerated melt rates. The famous ice stupas of Sonam Wangchuk represent a parallel community-led innovation for glacial water storage. Project Him Sarovar institutionalizes and scales what community innovators like Wangchuk pioneered, the principle that storing winter snow as ice for spring-summer use is the most viable adaptation for cold desert water security. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Project Him Sarovar involves creating 50 dedicated water bodies, each measuring 40 meters by 30 meters by 2 meters deep, in the first phase. The project is being executed with the support of the Indian Army, ITBP, and Border Roads Organization. The water bodies are designed to capture snowmelt and glacial melt that historically ran off unused and store it for off-season use. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the syllabus of general studies, specifically the sections on environmental ecology, biodiversity, and conservation, as well as disaster management. Remember this number, 50 water bodies are being created in the first phase of Project Him Sarovar, and note this carefully, the project is a decentralized, ecosystem-appropriate alternative to traditional water security measures. With that background in place, let us look at the way forward for Project Him Sarovar. For the project to deliver durable impact, it needs to expand to more locations, integrate with spring shed management, and involve real-time monitoring and community ownership models. The model is also applicable to other regions such as Spiti, Kinnaur, Tawang, and parts of Sikkim, making it a significant initiative for addressing water security in the Himalayan region. In conclusion, Project Him Sarovar is a vital initiative that addresses the water crisis in Ladakh through snow harvesting and water security measures, and its success has significant implications for the region's ecosystem, economy, and human settlements, as well as broader relevance to environmental conservation and disaster management in the Himalayan region.